Joel Jackson is the Organized Village of Cakes tribal president. When he first approached federal employees about opening the deer and moose season earlier than normal, he didn't expect the process would take this long, and the decision would be passed around to different levels of federal agencies. He requested the emergency action back in April because grocery store shelves weren't fully stocked with items like meat.
There's still limitations from our one little store.
It's not just food scarcity Jackson is concerned with. Shipments of food are regularly arriving now, but it's all processed meat slaughtered and packaged from the lower 48. Jackson doesn't think that's as healthy or culturally nourishing for elders in the community. Elders who could be especially vulnerable to complications from the coronavirus. Cake isn't on lockdown anymore, and Jackson says people are traveling in and out of town. He thinks this is a crucial window when residents need to feel their best.
This virus never makes it into our community, which I hope never does. We need to have our people at the best health they can be in, by supplying them with the best food that we can give them.
The Federal Office of Subsistence Management is fielding multiple requests like Cake's, and there isn't an exact blueprint for how this should be done. The agency is used to responding to emergency hunting actions in the event of storms, but processing this during an ongoing pandemic presents a different set of challenges. A federal records request obtained by Alaska's Energy Desk shows how the agency is trying to speed that process up. A U.S. Forest Service Ranger District in Petersburg was delegated the authority on June 2nd to grant emergency hunting actions for rural subsistence residents, like Cake. That negates some of the bureaucratic rigmarole. And it's also happening in other parts of Alaska, too. Still, there are certain caveats for final approval. One of them is that a state entity has to confirm the need.
We just have not seen any supply chain disruptions or any loss of the ability to preserve, you know, previously gathered subsistence foods.
That's Brian Fisher, an incident commander at Alaska's Unified Command, a central hub for various state agencies to respond to emergency situations like a pandemic. The Unified Command has been helping restock food banks across the state, among other things. But the group has also been tasked by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game to make food need assessments in remote communities.
So they turned to us to do that validation of whether there was a real breakdown in that supply chain that would cause them to consider opening hunts on state land and working with the subsistence board to figure that out.
In this case, the State Unified Command's determination also weighs on the Petersburg Ranger District's ability to grant emergency hunts on federal land. In Cake's situation, that decision was deferred back to the Federal Subsistence Board. Essentially, Cake's in a similar spot as they were back in April when they first requested the emergency hunting action. Jackson is disappointed that a decision between a federally recognized tribal government and a federal agency is being delayed further because of input from the state. He says last season's deer meat is running low in many people's freezers. The community knows what's best for them.
We've always been conservationists, so we've always been mindful and never take too much.
The Federal Subsistence Board is expected to take this up in a closed-door meeting soon. And Jackson hopes the account for all the ways a household with deer or moose on the dinner plate is a reflection of health during these uncertain times. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.